Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's good? We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being over with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's good out there, Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans? We're going to have a real good show tonight.
It's all good. It's all love. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. That's 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. You can also hit us up at PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com for all interviews, you know, inquiries, rather. Just hit us up with 1 to 3 tracks and a photo so we can add you to the calendar and to the flyer. Let us know what day you would like, and it's all good and it's all love. We want to thank all the sponsors out there, West Coast Hip Hop Awards, Oxford Street, Shell's Gas Station, River's Edge Bar and Grill, Risk Entertainment, One Step Ahead Detective Agency, Dobbs C. Pushing Dope Productions. You know, it's a lot of them out there. And if I'm missing anybody, you know, I'm sorry, but it's all good. Hey, sue me later. But it's all good, though. But all the fans out there, I'd like to thank all you guys for tuning in. Also, all the love, all the support, all the loyal ones, everybody out there, we thank you deeply and dearly. We salute you all. And that's right. We would not have got our West Coast Hip Hop Awards Internet Radio of the Year 2013 without you guys. You guys' support and us putting it down. You know, we working together. It's all good. It's all love. We made it happen. That's what we got to keep doing. So I'm saying you got to support. But right now, yeah, tonight we got us a bomb show. Like Kimmy Simone said, it's all good. It's all love. And one other thing, like I said, I want to thank all the fans and everybody once again. But tonight's show, we have this artist out of Sacramento, go by G-Squab. And, you know, I know a lot of you people might not know of him. Some of you people do know of him. But you guys are going to get a chance to get to know him for the ones that don't get to know him. And I hope you guys enjoy him and his music and support him and everything he got going on. He raps. He makes beats, he mixes, masters, he do it all. He's very talented. He got a lot of albums out there. You know, he's been putting it down. It's just time to really just get to that next level, man. We need everybody out there who got love for Put 'Em On Blast Radio to support G-Squab. See what I'm saying? Go support G-Squab in your local city, your state, everybody out in Africa, our fans in China, all you guys out there in Nigeria. Much love. Please support G-Squab. And we signing that off. But right now, we're going to get right into the show. We're going to keep it moving. Y'all know how we do. This is Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. But right now, we're going to bring him in live. Say what's good, G-Squab. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Hey, what's up with it?
What's up with it, G-Squab? Say what's good to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans out there.
Man, I just wanted to say, man, much love to all y'all, man, and it's good to be here with y'all tonight.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, G-Squad, boy, we got you on the phone. Can you just, out the gate, just tell everybody who is G-Squad? Who is the artist? Who's G-Squad?
The artist, G-Squad, is Mac Anthony Kennedy. You know, I'm from South Sacramento. You know, I grew up in the South area, all around Meadowview, Florence. You know, a lot of people know me. I first came out on Sebo Tales of the Crip, Ain't No Sunshine, in 1994. And I did It's the Loom, 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 Got Your Windshield in Your Face, Biz. It's like, a lot of people remember that. So that was my first little thing. And my second little run around, I did a solo album called Troubled Man through Madman Records. And right now I'm just, you know, still trying to keep it popping, man, you know.
And that's what's up. That's what's up.
What's up, G-Squad? Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get in on this. Did you say the song, I'm a Fool, Kicking Up My Dust in the Zulu? So that's what I've asked. Is that what you said?
No, that's the one right there. I was on Ain't No Sunshine. I did the loom, loom, loom. Got the whistle in your face, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Correct me, because I was going to say, did you just say that? It's all good, though.
It's all love.
Yeah,
That right there, that's a classic album also. And shout out to Big Sebo out there, you know, holding it down. You know, West Coast Mafia in the building, you know, shout out. Much love. That's what's up. Much love from Raw Dog Music and Put Them On Blast Radio. But right now, I want to ask you, who motivated you to do music?
Man, growing up, like my uncles, you know, Big O and No Love, they had a group called the Triple Threat 3. That was, you know, like the originators of hip-hop in Sacramento. A lot of people don't probably remember them, but they had Mike C and No Love, the Godfather. Well, it was No Love then, it was Mike C back then, but them, Run DMC, of course, and, you know, KRS-One, you know, all the old schools. You know, I always had a thing with words, and I always liked to put them in sync. I liked how, you know, hip-hop came, and, you know, always been a part of it, and I always try to find my place in it.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, who have you worked with in this industry? Like, as far as doing music, as far as doing music, we know you work with Sebo on Ain't No Sunshine, but who have you worked with on, you know, future albums, on past albums?
Yeah, I worked with X-Rated before on a couple of different projects, and I also worked with a Napoleon from Tupac's Outlaws. We did a song called Ready for War with Carafa from Loke to the Brain, and another local artist by the name of Jada the Menace. He's pretty hot too. And basically, I did other stuff with some underground, you know, artists. I got love for, you know, anybody in the industry that's trying to do something, whether they're on the high level or the low level. You know, I've messed with Do That before. She's a local underground artist, and, you know, the Garden Block Riders. I messed with JLM Entertainment, you know, a couple of their different projects they had, and Garden Block Classics that they did. You know, mostly a lot of local stuff, but the biggest thing I probably did, I went on tour. I got a chance to tour with E-40 and Ice Cube, you know, during my little AWOL era. So that was pretty exciting for me. I met a lot of fans and, you know, got to experience a lot of things, you know. But like I said, man, I'm just trying to, you know, get back in it, get back on it, show y'all that I never really left it, you know. Just kind of like ain't been heard.
That's what's up. And I know you named off some artists that you opened up for and done things with, but the people who you have not worked with, who would you like to work with in this music industry, whether it's underground or mainstream?
Man, I would love to do some stuff with Nicki Minaj, man, right now. I think she's really brilliant and creative, you know, with her style and her flow and everything. And even Lady Gaga, I would like to do some stuff with her, you know. Anybody who's on something positive and, you know, some party, or anybody who's not, you know, I'm willing to work with people who's willing to make progress in this industry, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, when is your, do you have an album out, like, right now that's dropping sometime soon?
Yeah, I have some stuff that's available on CD Baby, and I also have some stuff that's, you know, freely, you know, you can listen to it on Django.com, you know, G-Squab Radio, that's G-S-Q-U-A-B as in boy, G-Squab Radio from Django. And I also have the MySpace page at www.facebook.com/G-Squab. That's a few little things that I have right now, but for the most, I'm still making music every day, you know. I got my partner M1, he's making some beats that's just out of this world, you know what I'm saying? He's a local also from Valley High area, Sacramento, and he got him smacking, man, and I'm keeping him going, man, and we basically just trying to push it into somebody here, and, you know, sooner or later, you know, the talent, and, you know, is going to speak for itself.
That's what's up, and shout out to M1, you know, you got much love from Raw Dog Music, and put him on Blast Radio. If he out there listening, if you ever need an interview or anything, just hit us up, holler at Kimmy Simone, and it's all good, and she'll handle you. And right now, I want to get into a quick break, And I want you to introduce this song called Kiss My Ass and let everybody know the concept behind Kiss My Ass.
Yeah, Kiss My Ass was just something I just thought of. I thought it was humorous. I thought it was funny. I thought it was something that everybody could relate to at some point, you know, in life and during the day in everyday life. So, you know, it go Kiss My Ass, you know what I'm saying, from Put Them On Blast Radio, G-Squad.
I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blubbino, with my lovely co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone, holding it down in the building. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265, and we live with G-Squad in the building once again. And right now, G-Squad, while we got you on the line, I wanna ask you, how have you grown over the years throughout your career of doing music, from when you was younger to when you got and did this music with Sebo and so forth, all the way until this point right now?
Yeah, I would say back then I was like a puppy, just like running around, just biting and snatching up anything and just ready to do anything. And like, that's a process that a lot of, you know, young artists go through, you know. We ran around because we want it so bad, you know. We want it so bad, so we running and running and running, trying to do everything to get it. And then we figure out all the stuff we're doing is not even really necessary, you know. So now I feel like I've got to a point because I've got more relaxed in it. And, I mean, I feel like it's something that I don't have to rush for, because it's something that nobody can take away from me. It's inside me. It's a gift. And it's not going nowhere, so I don't have to rush it. So I've grown and I've learned to just, you know, relax with it and enjoy it, you know. You know, and that's the best thing about it.
That's what's up. And why should people even accept G-Squad into this music industry?
Say that again. Why should what?
Why should people accept G Squad into this ministry?
I believe G Squad should be accepted because G Squad is real. I mean, not to put down anybody else that's, you know, doing their thing, because I got much respect for everybody, you know, who's even trying to do it. But, I mean, I believe I should be accepted because I bring something that everybody wants. You know, everybody wants meaning. Everybody wants purpose. Everybody wants a message. You know, it's cool for everybody to get up and talk about drinking and shooting people all day. But when it get down to it, I mean, what's going to be the message? I mean, when the kids are singing these songs over and over and over, what's really going to be, you know, the point of it? And what's going to be, you know, the whole purpose of singing this song, you know, besides partying and drinking and kicking it and having sex, you know, even though I'm with it all, you know, say, but hey, but you got to come something else. There comes a time where there's room for something else, and that's what everybody wants, I believe, and that's why I should be accepted because, I mean, it's more to me than that, you know.
I like that.
That's what's up. And right now, while we got you on the line too, while we on this topic, is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming entrepreneurs and artists coming out in the industry?
Yes, sir. I want to tell everybody that whatever you do, you never give up. You always stay focused. You always plan, and you always push towards your goal, because it's never too late. As long as you got a breath in your body, you can keep on pushing. And, you know, the closer you get to the goal, the more realistic it's going to become, you know.
That's what's up. And is there any shout-outs that you want to give out right now at this time?
For sure, man. I want to give a big shout-out to M1, you know, my boy KG, my Uncle O, you know, my whole family, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, my moms, everybody out there, put them on blast radio, C-Bo, everybody else, you know. Y'all have a beautiful evening and everything. Big No Love, you know, C-Way Mafia, you know, the whole Madman Association, you know, X-Con Records, Squad Music, you know, everybody. If I miss you, JLM, Reggie Mack and Stay Stacking.
That's crazy. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people out there. Jeez, y'all people out there better not get mad. It's a lot of y'all niggas, and y'all know that. Don't get mad at them.
Man, I just want to say much love to everybody, man, because I know, you know, I might not have said your name, but I didn't forget you, man. And that don't matter where you at, from East Coast to the South to the Midwest to the West Coast, wherever you at, I want you to know that I'm right here with you, man. And shit, we all together in this ghetto. Because trust me, the bitch don't stop it out here.
That's what's up. And we want to give a shout out. And we want to give a big shout out to Wardell, you know, aka Big Bam out there holding it down. Holding it down out in the sack. You know, it's all good. So shout out to him. Shout out to all the homies and the families and everybody out there. You know, it's a lot of people out there, you know, and I don't care. Most of y'all can be mad at me for not naming some of y'all. I've been naming y'all in other interviews, other shows and stuff. So, hey, you had the time to shine. You know, everybody should know who you guys is by now. But one love to No Face Shadow Man, OYG Red Rum, Badass from the Dog Pound, Big Snoop Dogg, Uncle Snoop, and Anthrax, and everybody out there holding it down. Much love to y'all. And I also want to ask you, G-Squad, how would you give back to the public or to your neighborhood or to your peoples if you made it to your peak, or when you make it to your peak of your career?
I think the best thing to do to give back, I mean, not only financially, but it would be through the messages in my music. That would be my main thing that I can get back, besides finances or helping, you know, football teams in the community or whatever like that. I would think the main important thing would be the stuff that the kids is going to sing. Like, because if I become somebody that everybody knows and that they memorize these words that I'm saying. Like, the certain words that my kids sing, I don't like it. I'd be like, man, don't say that. That don't sound right. You're too little. Don't say that, you know. So I would make sure that would be the main thing I do. I would give them something that they can sing around their parents, and their parents wouldn't bother them, you know. I think that would be a good thing to give back. You know, instead of the how our kids walk around here talking about singing songs about shaking booties and all this stuff like that. You know, they could, you feel me? They could be talking about pushing some pencils or something, you know.
Keep it real.
Yeah, I know that's just crazy. It is what it is. But now, you know, what'd you say?
But you feel me, though? I think that'll be like the best thing that I can give back, besides finance, because, you know, money don't change everything.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em on Blast Radio. And we're going to keep it moving. We're going to get ready to get into another break, and we're going to get into the song right here by G-Squad called Superhero Swag. And G-Squad, I want you to introduce this song and let everybody know the concept behind this song.
Yeah, Superhero Swag right now, Put 'Em on Blast Radio. It's based on my whole little delivery concept, my whole little superhero concept when it comes to being in the booth. You know, when I'm in the booth, I turn into this guy, man, and it's somebody that's not human, and that's where my superhero swag come out. So that's really what it's all about, being a superhero in the booth. So,
that's
hey, say for me to you, you know, to Put It on Blast Radio, G-Squad, hey.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'm Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, G-Squad, Sipo, Superhero Swag.
Bad with my superhero swag. I'm bad with
yeah. We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That right there was G-Squad with Superhero Swag. Once again, I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Beano, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. I'll add us and it's all good. But right now, we're going to get into this caller that's online. We're going to see who's on the hotline. Say what's good. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, live with Crazy Mo Blood, Beano, Kimmy Simone, and you're live with G-Squad. Say what's good.
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Say what's up. You're live with Crazy Mo and G-Squad.
Hey, what's up, Crazy Mo and G-Squad? I was wondering, because them songs is hot. Is the album available? How do I get it?
It's not currently available for sale right now, but you can go on to Django.com, G-Squad Radio, and you can bump it anytime. You know, pretty soon I'll be having something available for all my listeners and everybody who's still in G-Squad. Appreciate y'all.
I'm wondering, did you get a little angry are you a little angry because, you know, it sounds like you hot. It seemed like the world been sleeping on you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it works like that, you know. I mean, in a big hip-hop society, you know, sometimes it be like that. It's a big hip-hop society, and sometimes you get overlooked. But you know what? When the light's on you, you know it's going to shine bright. You know? And I'm pretty sure the light gonna shine bright on me pretty soon.
Yeah, the sound like it's hot. The hot sound like the sound there. The beats sound good. All that. I was just wondering, is there a way to get it? You know, be the first one out here. You know, to knock it.
Yeah, man. Pretty soon, man. I'm really hoping that I have everything online and on deck for y'all. Right now, I'm just trying to, you know, let myself be heard so everybody know that G-Squad still got it. I ain't going nowhere. And the spotlight is coming.
That's what's up. But I thank you, caller, for calling in. You know, you got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And if you want to interview or know anybody else who want to interview, just hit us up, and it's all good and it's all love. But we're going to get to the next caller right now, see who else is calling in on the hotline and see what's good. Say what's good, caller. You live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What's up with it, man? This is this big deal, man. That's my nephew G-Squad, man, putting it down,
hey.
You know what I'm saying, on that rap game, man. You know what I mean?
That is,
yeah, for sure, man. What's
happening
with it?
Oh, man, you know, something to be known.
Yeah, for sure. They heard that one song, Kiss My Ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the first track we played was Kiss My Ass.
Yeah. We all broke
that
one. So the frost can kiss my ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to play that sticky next. On that one too many.
What'd you say, Big Five?
Yeah.
Hello?
What you say, G-Squad? I can't hear you.
I was talking to my
aunt. No, you can repeat yourself real quick. Hello, G-Squad?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm right here with you.
Okay. Well, caller, thank you for calling in, man. It's all good. It's all love. Shout out to you, Big Dale. You know, we salute you. It's all love. We're going to get back into this interview. And G-Squad, I want to ask you a couple more questions before we get ready to end this show, G-Squad. I want to ask you, what do you think about the New West?
The New West?
Like the New West.
The new West Coast is like, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is in so many ways, but I wish that it was more, you know, more people, you know, who supported, you know what I'm saying, striving artists like myself that really got the gas, you know what I'm saying, to run the Chevy, you know. I wish it was, but hey, maybe not.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you one more question before we get ready to end the show. What is your take on the support in your city?
The what?
What is your take on the support system for artists in your city?
Oh, the support system? My take, man, is I support all artists from my city, from any city. I mean, I support artists, musicians, you know, painters, you know, anybody with talents that's natural that's going out there and trying to become something greater. I mean, I 100% support that, and I got all my prayers, and I hope that none of you guys give up on your dreams because, hey, that's all we got, you know. When they come reality, you know, as long as we keep trying for them, you know. So anybody out there is trying to, you know, become something, you know, I wish you the best of luck, you know. Hit me up, man. We can network, whatever, you know. Hey, I'm with it, man.
That's what's up. And right now, is there anything or anybody you want to put on blast at this time, no matter who it is, even if it's us as individuals? It could be negative or positive, but we're a positive show overall, so if you can keep the name.
I want to put the industry on blast for sleeping on G Squad for so long. You know what I'm saying? And I want to see who got the most heart to step up. You know what I'm saying? And let them know, you know, what's really going on over here in the studio in Sacramento, California.
That's what's up. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And before we end the show, G-Squad, can you let everybody know about this song, Sticky Icky?
Sticky is basically, you know what I'm saying, is what we all get when we hit that club, you know what I'm saying, on them club nights. We get Sticky Icky. Hey, G-Squad, Put 'Em On Blast. Much love. Y'all be safe. Have a good one. Happiness. Love and Christmas trees.
That's what's up. And everybody out there, be safe. That's what's up. And everybody out there, be safe. Stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite. And we all need to support our local artists and support your local homeless. No matter what city, what state, what country you in, support your local artists, support your local homeless. You know what I'm saying? You got to. That's our challenge. Support your local homeless and support your local artists. But right now, we're going to get ready in the show. We salute you, G-Squad. Until next time, we, you know, we got much love for you. I'm Put 'Em On Blast Radio, Raw Dog Music, all the way around all four corners. And this right here is G-Squad, Sticky Icky. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
I'm so sticky in here. I just had my third beer and one double shot of clear. I'm so sticky, sticky, sticky. She's so sticky in her skin tight skirt. It's fluffy like a pancake that's going to work. She get that bread and toasted buttery. I do that too. We never ever hungry. Sticky, icky, super glue. I'll be true if you do too. Like syrup on a towel, I'll be sticky, icky. Net bones is some collard green, sticky, icky. Forget some they got out, sticky, icky. Little mommies in a nighty garment, sticky, icky. Plenty, plenty, sticky, sticky. I go seek me, I'll be friendly. I'm so sticky in here. I just had my third beer and one double shot of clear. I'm so sticky, I'm so sticky in here. I just had my third beer and one double shot of clear. I'm so sticky.
You MySpace, y'all Facebook, I'm blacktop, I stay hot. You think not, I bust not. I can't stop, I will not. Paper makes the world go round, it's so sticky. I want it right here in my pocket to stay with me. Thank you, Jesus, and I really, really mean it. I feel like I'm the cleanest, without you wouldn't be shit. Lil' mama on a dance floor, sticky, sticky. She twists, rocks, shakes, so sticky, icky. We blowing on grapes, that's sticky, icky. Try to make it home safe, that's sticky, icky. Might start my own bank, man, I'm sticky, sticky. Pray others don't hate, so sticky, sticky. Got the brand new J, hang a sticky, sticky. Between her legs, hang a sticky, sticky. Y'all blowing on grapes, that's sticky, sticky. We all blowing on grapes, that's sticky, icky. I'm so sticky in here. I just had my third beer and one double shot of clear. I'm so sticky.
sticky, I'm so sticky in here. I just had my third beer and one double shot of clear. I'm so sticky.
Homies don't play with bros, he's too sticky. Only play autumn hoes, he's so sticky.